N-A-M?
N-A-M. Lam.
Yeah.
Is it J-N-A, J-N-A.
Is it hyphenated, sir? Hyphen?
Yes. I'll give you this, telling.
It's very artistic also, very nice. Literature, very nice.
Bracket, you can give in scientific knowledge.
In scientific knowledge, yeah. In English. In scientific knowledge.
Make that attempt. Then they law, yes, American. So, these pictures are available to be seen.
I think today, by this evening, they will.
How many?
I took about, one boy is doing it for free of charge. He's producing 10 of them. Just to give an idea, if we want more, we can get more.
When can they be
done? I took about 25.
All detail?
Some detail, yeah.
That's right. Yes, you can close it. Said to Garga Muni, and one said to Saurav, and one said for me. Three said. And if you like, you can keep one set for me. The negative will be with you. The height altogether?
Actually, I don't know. I didn't get that. I can get that information also.
No, guessing?
Oh. 200, I don't know, 250 feet, something like that? 300?
That's too big.
That's
too big, 300. The watch of mine is 550 feet.
Maybe 200.
Maybe 175. We can check.
Yeah.
Reference book easily. You'll find out today.
To make a chart. Now, from these gross elements, the five gross elements, we want to extend to
water, air, fire.
From there, we want to include the, let's say, the stable 92 science called elements. This gold, silver, copper, all these elements.
Yeah, that is within earth.
But let's think that not only earth, the water, air.
In the earth, there is already water, air, ether, fire, everything.
From previous.
Earth is the reservoir of all elements. As you go from earth to water, one is minus. From water you go to fire, one is again minus. In this way, when you go up, ether, there is only one. And earth contains all the five.
All the five gross elements.
Yeah.
Oh, so actually we can use us from earth, all these 92 elements. Silver, gold, and
Yes, that is a large. Mm. So many varieties, a mixture. Mm.
Now, is there an atom for each? Is that a copper atom?
We do not take care of atom. Mm. We take gross instruments. Mm. Must be atomic differences, just like gold and what is called?
Gold and mercury?
Mercury. Mm. Little atomic difference.
Yeah.
And it is suggested that tin, copper, and mercury, proportionally mixed, it will become gold.
Mm-hmm. Once you told me that,
yeah,
in Los Angeles.
Then we can do that experiment. Then our poverty will be. It is fact. There are many yogis that prepare gold by drinking mercury. They drink mercury overnight. Next morning, they pass urine and dip copper coins in it. And then after some time, the copper coins put into the fire to become gold.
That's alchemists.
Alchemists, maybe they do that. But it is a fact that copper and tin and mercury proportionally mixed will produce gold. Yatha kanchana tan jati kamsa raso vidhanata tatha dikha vidhanina vijatam jayati nirah. This example is given by Sanatana Goswami. As kamsa is mixture of copper and tin, bell metal. When it is properly treated with mercury, it becomes gold. Similarly, a human being properly treated by initiation, he becomes a Brahman. This example has been given by Sanatana. Tatha dikha vidhani, vrijattam jayati ninam. Ninam, he says, of all human beings. He doesn't say particular class or particular country. Nina is what you do. Siddhanti Prabhavishnave Namaha. Everyone can be purified by the initiation process by expert spiritual man. That is accepted in his heart.
These are elements, like what science called elements, gold and mercury. Where does several other elements in the Vedic scriptures available the information how
metal,
how they separated, the technique they used.
No, that is not this.
Here in
but this, all these metals, the different forms of art. You find in the ores.
But they are all impure. When it is
that's
all
right. You have to purify. But they are on the group of art. You have to purify. Gold is also purified. It is taken from the mine. It is not pure gold. You have to treat it. Then pure gold comes.
But the treatment has must involve a lot of process.
That may be. But by treating, you can get, that's all. The metal artists, they know.
Yes. So actually the betas must have known these techniques.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they cannot get this gold so easily.
Oh, yeah. No, they have gold mountains.
Amishamiru?
There are gold mountain, silver mountain, iron mountain, copper road. Everything is there. What is that?
This is a new picture of Mars. Just came in the Washington Post today. This is what the scientists say.
No man.
The mountains are on Mars. Big crater that they're talking about. These are the recent photos.
Well, what do they say?
It says it's a Grand Canyon. It's like in Arizona, there's a canyon called Grand Canyon.
So, I am from Arizona. Like Arizona.
Just like
it's Arizona.
Yeah. Just like Arizona. Probably the same rocks you find in Arizona.
Yes, see.
It's called Martian Grand Canyon. It's an awesome and meandering goes 10 times the size of Arizona's Grand Canyon.
But that you can photograph, you can make 10 times, 100 times.
Yes. Increase.
That business is in Arizona.
I think so.
And this is only propaganda.
I agree. I think it's all like a movie set.
That's all. They are not going. Arizona is there. Only a set. Why they are taking Arizona? That means they are Arizona. In Arizona.
Yes. They make
just
it
like one man was stealing from the room. And there are some sounds. And the master of the house said, "Who is there? What is that sound?" The man said, "No, no, I'm not stealing." "No, no, I'm not stealing." It is like that.
Throughout this article, they make comparisons with Earth, you know,
and there rock is no formation. Man. And there is no man.
No
they
man.
See foolishness. The same logic. No, no, I'm not stealing. Who asked that he's stealing? He asked for the sound, but he disclosed. It is like that. Huh. Why that you bringing Arizona?
Sir Baba, you catch them red-handed.
Oh, yes. That I can.
Every time.
Oh, yes. Who asked them to speak about Arizona? They are speaking about Arizona. No, no, I'm not speaking. It is right. They could have mentioned other places. Huh?
Arizona is convenient. Like Arizona
that
is convenient.
Means they are working in Arizona.
Yes.
The mind is there. Arizona minded because they are working in Arizona. So they are disclosing mind.
But they are claiming here that this photograph was taken 200 million miles away from the Earth.
That they can't say anything, but they are doing everything in Arizona.
What's the point then, Prabhupada? Just to take money and use it some other
no,
way?
No, no, just to cheat people that they are very big scientists, give them fat salary. What people will benefit by this?
They want to study whether there is light there or not.
There is light, you do not know.
They are not sure yet.
No. There is life everywhere. We can say from the first day. There cannot be any place vacant. It is not possible. Must be like that. All planets are vacant, simply this planet is congested, overworked. What is it? No, sir. What is the difference between this planet and other planets? Chemically or physically? That's
yeah, there are differences.
Differences that maybe the difference between cat body, dog's body, man's body, little difference must be. But the element in the elements are the same. At least I am not. Now I'm not blind. But in this Hastra, every planet is congested. That is in the Bhagavad.
Yeah, actually, we also have some information, even in science, that there must be life in the planet and other planets.
So, I, if you are of my age, perhaps you know his name, Dr. Shah.
Yeah.
Meghna Shah.
Meghna Shah, yeah.
So, you are my friend in Allahabad. So he said, no, there is life. He said, Dr. Meghna. There's no question of disbelieving. He said, but he also be a scientist. Dr. Meghna Shah, he said, well known.
Yeah, Meghna Shah.
Yeah. Dr. Meghna Shah, Dr. Nilotan Dhar.
Yeah, Nilotan Dhar.
They are all my customers.
Oh, that's in UP.
UP, Allahabad, University. The Jawaharlal Nehru, they are very big, big customers.
Yeah, there are, in fact, some reports in the last few years that there's some bacteria. They can survive in a medium of ammonia. Ammonia is alkaline solution. Normally, life survive
in fire.
Water.
Fire.
And, yes, that also they proved that there are certain bacteria that can survive about 170 degrees.
Why bacteria?
High temperature.
Human being. Otherwise, how Krishna is speaking with Sun God? Imam Vimushati Yogam Kurtuvanga. Simply, the Sun God is alone living.
No.
Then the sun planet, there are living entities. That body is made of fire, that's all.
So it's better to say that now, when scientists say there are no lives in other planets, that we can conclude that the senses or the forms that we have are the elements that we have different.
That is fine. Just like any water, you superficially you don't see any living being, but inside you are many millions of living beings. They took photograph. What is the meaning of photograph? From such a distance? If you take photograph of the sea, what do you find? It's vacant. So the rascals are taking photograph. And I have to believe. Photograph, what is the meaning of photograph? There is no meaning. That's not so. We take the photograph of the sea. If I know what is there, but go deep into the water, we'll find millions and trillions.
There are also living beings living like within the air that we can't see.
You can see so many things. What is the value of your eyes? Why do you believe so much in your eyes? You cannot see even your eyelids. So close. Still you are blind. When there is some particle, you cannot see. You have to struggle. Have to get out of your part. But you see and take it. So what is the value of your eyes? Why do you believe so much? Adhokhi. They are called adhokhi. Only believe in direct person.
Pushti Krishna.
Let him come.
Getting French visa was gotten, and tomorrow I pick up your passport and my passport for Iran visa. Then just one more Italy remaining.
Take.
Why do they speak about seeing?
Because
what is the value of your seeing? I've seen the Atlantic Ocean. That means I've seen everything. This is ludicrous.
Then I simply speculate from a distance.
That's all.
So here's the surface, like here.
Real business is speculative.
Here it says, this is some great, here.
Oh, that is, I'm not stealing.
That's yeah, 1,200 miles above the surface. Now they want to speculate on what's there.
I mean, cynically. Who asked him that who is stealing? But he said, I'm not stealing.
Perfect, it's perfect, Rupa.
Why he brings Arizona? Who asked him? That means that their business is ugly. Yeah.
They have exposed themselves.
That's out there cheating people.
Such a big hoax. They spent billions of dollars for such a hoax.
Now you can see that. And then I'm like, oh. This moon planet is also Arizona. All their business asset is there.
So, one of the things we want to do is expose this cheating. Should we expose this kind of thing directly like this, or should we indirectly deal with it?
No, you do scientifically.
But they don't have
I give you the hint.
If you say that, then they'll admit it.
Yeah.
This psychologist, who asked him about Arizona? Why are you speaking Arizona? That means they're in Arizona.
So, Prabhupada, it's all right to include that this 92 chemical elements as what finer form of earth.
Yeah.
Now this
mixture
earth is
of,
gross.
Mixture of so many things. Actually, that is the fact. Just like iron, gold, everything you find, just like earth, but you have to purify.
So earth is a mixture of all these different elements?
So we can call this...
Different quality of earth.
Like a subcategory.
So in water also, all this, most of this earth materials are there. Because it dissolves in water. Water is so many salts, many elements there in a dissolved
that
form.
I told you, that in the earth, all other five elements are there.
So water precedes earth mm-hmm. in the creation. Mm-hmm. Water comes first.
Yes? No.
I mean, water comes before earth. Earth is last. Mm-hmm. And water is just before. So that we find earth and water.
Water and dry earth.
He's saying that you can find earth and water.
Yes.
That's the point you're making.
Yeah.
That I'm certain that when water dries out, we find deposit of water.
Oh.
Yes, because it precedes, and earth is being created from water, so you'll find earth and water originally.
But still, water is one element less than water, the earth. Mm.
No, earth is full of all elements.
Yes, well, he's saying it seems back to front then. If earth has all the elements in it, then the other ones, as you go successively back, should have one less. Mm. So why is it water as earth in it when earth is the last one to be produced?
But not visible.
Oh, it's not manifest.
Not many.
Uh-huh. So the earth is in a non-manifest state in the water, and when you analyze water, sometimes you can analyze and produce little particles of earth. Is that right?
Mm. Everything.
Sometimes
not prominent.
So the main characteristic then is the water that is prominent.
That's like the skin. Mm. It is not, you cannot find water, but that is water.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So earth is prominent.
Like that. Just like you cut the skin, the blood will come. What is the blood? That is water.
What is mineral? Mineral water has minerals in it.
That may be, but it is water.
Actually, the composition of that particular element is predominant. When you say water, say there are some minerals, but the mineral percentage-wise is very less, but the percentage of water is more.
Yes. There's no pure water. Can there be pure water? Completely pure water? If we analyze, we find.
Can distill it, it can make pure water.
Nothing can be pure.
None of this material will. They say to distill it, just like they say fire is pure, but fire is not pure. It's living entities living in the fire.
How are you?
So they have grossly defined.
It sterilizes and has no meaning. Mm. The living entity will stay. Otherwise, how it is stated in the world, what is that? No, you know, the power of all that you see. Find out.
You were saying yesterday that in all states of matter there's always some living condition to be found. Even in a body that's supposed to be dead, there's life coming from it.
Yeah.
Actually, when a body dies, we say it is decomposed. Actually, the decomposition is done by small microbes. Mm. These microbes eat this big body, and then this degrades.
They become prominent.
In light.
Like fire means like heat and light.
What is magnetism?
Magnetism also another action of the fire.
Electricity.
Friction.
Mm. And if you keep one fine paper, oh, yes. You get.
Mm-hmm. Hairs will stand on end.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this magnetism makes another action of the fire.
We thought sometimes things very complicated as a proba. And Prabhupada explains it very simply.
Because I'm not scientist. It's like I captured him in there. Mm. Common sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, in one of the articles back to Godhead, I think Dharmadaksha, he used different words for these five elements. So we're going to use these elements in our book also. Mm-hmm. So we wonder whether what he says for fire, radiant energy, instead of fire, I think so that makes sound a little more.
They think this is so simplistic, mythological type breakdown, oversimplification. So he used different words. He used
fire. He used radiant energy.
Fire. He said radiant energy. Water. He said liquidity. Mm-hmm. What did he say for earth? Solid matter. He said for earth. And air. I don't remember.
Gas. Yeah.
Gas. And what did he say for ether?
Space.
So we thought. We were wondering if these were acceptable terms to use.
That you can.
That's clear then. Mm. Now, this actually, that's this point last time, but still I want to make it clear. Now, in the difference between life and matter again.
Life and matter is expressed very clearly. There is no symptom of matter in life. Everything is detached. Negative way. Mm. It is not this.
But to feel it, to see it.
You cannot bring it to any material platform. Mm. Everything is denied.
Now, to make a simile or comparison, we find from our experience in science that now matter, that matter as such is rather very simple. It is composed of simple patterns and simple forms and structures. But now when this matter is touched by life, or matter in association with life is actually very complex in terms of molecules, becomes big molecules. And the molecules not only big, it's very complex, highly complicated.
You can understand just the one grain of poison, potassium cyanide, which touch and the tongue, immediately whole body becomes poison.
Yes.
How the molecules spread immediately.
How does it react? Potassium cyanide? It blocks the oxygen path? Yeah. That's what science says?
Whatever is baby, the poison, action, immediately spreads all of it.
Why is it happening like that?
Yeah. This is also material. Hmm. So how much powerful is spirit, so you can just imagine. If one grain of matter has got so much potential, how much potential has got the spirit?
But then somebody may ask that why that cyanide? Cyanide is just material. But now in the living body, the spirit is there. But how that
the spirit is
affected by this?
The spirit is unable to leave. The condition changes. Poison means the condition changes.
So cyanide is more powerful than the spirit?
No. Powerful, this is different element. Powerful, powerful it is, certainly. Because it is moving the whole thing. Powerful that a particular body is destroyed. But the spirit, soul, there are so many. Otherwise how the germs are coming? It is not powerful.
When cyanide is introduced, the body becomes unsuitable.
Soul.
Now, my point coming to this complex form, now matter, it is understood easily in terms of science, when matter is associated with life, then comparing this.
Then the matter what? Otherwise, it has no earthing capacity. Jaridam dharjate jagat. The material world is working on account of presence of the spirit soul.
From here, from this experience, we are extending that the spiritual world is, spirit itself is
different from material.
Complex. Now, is this...
It has nothing to do with this material.
But, Srila Prabhupada, is this valid to conclude that the spirit, spiritual world, or spirit of life is very complex?
No complex. It is simple spirit. In the material world, it is complex. In the spiritual world, it is simple.
Is it all right? Is it understood?
Well, spirit being completely different from that.
If you could sit down this way. Our idea is that the matter, when it's not touched by spirit, it is not very complicated.
It's very simple.
When there's life, then you have such a complication like a body. The human body is very complicated because life is there. Without life...
That's like a machine. It's complicated. But as soon as you put the flat... That the electricity is not complicated. The machine is not.
So it doesn't work unless there is some...
Without electricity, it doesn't work. But the machine is complicated, not the electricity.
But there is...
One thing is that the machine, in this example, gets complicated, or it becomes...
Complicated means it is made in different parts with matter, that's all. But it cannot work without the electric power.
So the conclusion is that matter, when touched by life or spirit, actually becomes complicated.
Not complicated. It's already complicated. It works.
No, matter itself is not complicated. Matter itself is not complicated.
Yes, complicated. When they're combined together.
Even if it is complicated, this matter itself, touched by life, is more complicated.
No.
Yes, it is.
That's like electricity. Electricity is it is connected to the machine, it works. The machine is complicated.
But it could be said that the machine is actually independent of the electricity.
Huh?
It could be said
that without electricity it has no value.
It has no value, but it's still existing.
Existing? That is all valuable.
But machine is touched by a person, so that makes...
That is an example. Here is electricity, power, and here is machine. The machine is complicated. The electricity is not complicated.
But if there's no electricity, then there's no need for a complicated machine. The machine...
Then you can see it is complicated in the diverter machine. But it's complicated.
Well, but then it's only complicated because it needs to be so that it can take the energy.
Another thing, without running it, without energy, it cannot work. But the thing itself is complicated.
If life is based on the desire of the living entity, and as you're mentioning that the material energy forms so many complex combinations, the material body is so complex, does that mean that the living entity is very much entangled?
You analyze your body. There's so many complications.
Yes.
But without life, it is all dead matter.
Yeah, that is why we are concluding that now matter, when it is associated with life, is very complex. Now,
without matter, it is complex.
Without life.
Without life.
Yeah.
Without life, it's more complex.
Yeah,
than matter.
The same matter is the same.
The same body.
The same both ways.
Same body.
Speaking of life, is the deepest soul. But the body was.
Well, in this sense, Sri Prabhupada.
There is no sense to try to understand. The body is complicated.
Yes.
But in spite of all this, it is useless unless there is life.
All right, so then in an embryo stage... In
any stage, this whole thing is complicated.
Yes.
But you're saying that the soul is actually by nature very simple.
Yeah.
At least compared to the material world. Yeah.
Soul is not complicated.
I believe what Subhadanda Prabhu is saying is that matter, each element studied by itself, has a simple structure. But when the body is formed... with the soul,
it's more complex.
Within, it becomes apparently more complex. Chemical reactions become more complex.
Mm. As a matter of growth, even. Because life is present, then this small pea grows.
That means that soul is not complicated.
No, not the soul.
No.
But that the presence of the soul causes growth.
It's like, the dictaphone. The dictaphone is complicated. Mm. But my finger is not complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Finger is simple. A simple push and go.
So actually, I'm comparing two matters in two different states. Now, matter as such, and the matter with life. Now, taking that life is simple. Now, still there is a basic difference between matter not touched by life and this matter touched by life. Now, matter which is not touched by life is still simpler than this matter which is touched by life. Now, taking that life is simple.
Why are you guys thinking like that?
That's what we see in science.
This machine is the same without electric and no electric. But with electric it works. Without electric it's useless.
But it isn't a complicated body.
It's complicated already.
Mm. Yes. But that
but when it is touched with electric power, it works.
Mm.
And when it is not touched with electricity, the electricity is not complicated. Mm. This thing itself is complicated.
But isn't the complexity of the body due to trying to accommodate the desires of the spirit soul? Such a complicated body is there because the spirit soul desires to do something.
Yes.
So the complexity is a product of the desire.
Like you want to do something. Different machine, but the power is the same. You want to use a dictaphone or use a typewriter, you want to use so many. The complication is of the matter, but the electricity is the same.
Mm.
Either this machine or that machine.
Now, in mathematics,
I don't bring mathematics. Try to understand.
Yes.
You have a different machine for different purposes. But without electricity, there is no.
So the cause is very simple, but the effect is complicated.
Not effect, it has nothing to do with it. If you want to work for a certain purpose, you require such and such machine.
Hmm.
So different purposes, different machine. But the power is the same. Well, this is a simple thing, why don't you understand? You push the electric power, one is heater, and same electric one is cooler. This is the difference of the machine. The power is the same. Either it is acting as cooler or heater. The refrigerator is used the same electric power, and the heater is used the same electric power. So it is the question of difference of the machine. Electricity is the same. The matter is complete. Spirit is not complete.
Just like in a body that is growing,
and getting bigger, that's because the spirit soul is present. And there's action going on because the spirit soul is there. So in that sense, a body may become bigger and more complex because the spirit soul is present in that body. That is what we were trying to say. That this matter can become even more complex, if we can use that word, or variegated, because the presence of the spirit soul is there.
Yeah.
And that
we have to take sense of the spirit soul to what spirit matter. Otherwise, matter is dead.
Mm. Actually, matter becomes more complicated when it is in association with life. Mm. That is actually what we wanted to say.
Mm. We're speaking of not of the spirit soul, we're saying designed by God. Mm. That's the kind of life you were referring to. There.
Well, just like the material energy in its unmanifested state, when it's pradana, there's no living entity present. But when the living entity is put into the material energy by God, then the whole complex system and workings in the material world come into being.
But we're trying to show that such complex activity cannot go on without the presence of life. That with life there, spirit soul, that the movements are going to go on in this material world. That's our point.
Isn't the point? One thing also in the spiritual world is full of variegatedness.
That is spiritual variety.
Yeah, spiritual variety. But
that is not different. Mm.
That doesn't mean that this is complex, you know, isn't it?
No, there is no complex. Mm.
Another point, Srila Prabhupada, is that matter as it is, yeah, it doesn't have any specific form or pattern in as compared with matter associated with life. When matter is associated with life, there are specific groups or forms meant for a definite purpose and a function. Now this is lacking when matter is left as it is. For example,
yes, matter is utilized for the purpose of spirit soul. Mm. Otherwise, matter has no independent existence. Mm. The whole thing is matter, but it is formed according to the desire of the spirit soul.
So if matter is inferior to the spirit soul, then isn't it correct to say that the spirit soul is more complex or sophisticated than matter? If matter is inferior?
Spirit soul is living. Naturally, he has got desires. That is not complexity.
No.
That is a symptom of life.
Mm. Yes. Matter has no desire.
So matter seems, we say, more complex, but still is inferior.
It is made complex to serve some purpose. Mm. Mm.
Keeps the living entity forgetful of Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
It makes Maya for the living entity. He forgets Krishna with all the complexities.
That makes a point.
Physically, everything is being done by heat and light. Mm. So, fire is heat and light. The fire is not complex. Heat and light. Mm. But with heat and light, everything is going on.
Mm.
Yeah. Physical subject matter of study, heat and light.
Yes.
Because everything is being conducted by heat and light.
So does a living entity's desires become very complex due to his association with material nature?
He does not desire. He desires and the matter helps. in the material world. That desire is simple. Desire is simple. That is it. Without desire, how is living? He made minus desire, then how is living? That is the only symptom of his living.
As you say on your original record, that the living entity is trying to enjoy material nature, but he's becoming more and more entangled in her complexities.
He's becoming entangled in the machine. And because he has forgotten his spiritual identity, he thinks, with this machine I can help him. Very well.
In a sense, it is also true that in the material world, especially material scientists, they make things more complicated.
That's right.
The contamination of material desire. But when one develops spiritual desire, then it becomes more simple.
Karma bandha, that is this kind. Jagyartha karma, natar karma bandha, bigger in time.
So for the karmi, if you ask what is the purpose of life, it is a very complicated question. For the devotee, it is a very simple question with simple answers.
That makes sense.
It is very complicated. They cannot answer it. Oh, this is a very difficult... We cannot discuss this in this class. This is too complex.
Yeah.
That is the answer we get all our lives until we came to you, Śrīla Prabhupāda. Then you answered very simply. Krishna.
Thank you for exposing these Martians.